many enormous global issues we have been facing. We have talked a lot about food security issue, energy crisis, pandemic. You have also highlighted digital disruption. And you have also highlighted the importance of partnership with multiple sectors, governmental sector, partnership with the private sector, academia, research sector. So interdisciplinary approaches are becoming more and more important to tackle with enormous global challenges we have faced. Thank you so much. So now the first part of this roundtable is complete. We have heard from all the speakers different viewpoints about relationships between global rules and also local solutions. And many of you have touched upon gender lens, how these global global rules are actually promoting inclusiveness, or maybe not promoting enough or fast enough inclusiveness on the ground. So building on the discussion so far, we up to now, we talked a lot about what has happened in the past and what's happening right now. Now, let us look into the future now. So we have discussed a lot about the current situation. Progress made so far, but still we have faced enormous gaps, and there is so much to be done. So now, once again, I would like to give the floor to each one of you to hear what can be done to accelerate advancement of inclusiveness and also sustainability of trade, finance, technology transfer, and what can be done more to use global rules to promote local solutions. So I would like to come back to Ambassador Bessa. Could you please share with us your thoughts? What can be done in the future? Thank you.
Thank you.